How to be an awesome friend even while you're catching Z's. My mum and I used to joke that there were about 3 hours in every day when we were both alert enough to have a real conversation. I am a night owl. Back when I lived with my parents, I wasn't coherent until about midday. My mum is the exact opposite. At 6 a.m. she's bright as a yellow highlighter, but by 3 p.m. her ink is drying up, and when you scrape her across the page... Okay, that metaphor got away from me, but you get the drift. Another thing about my mum. She sends a lot of text messages. I spend most of my time in a different room to my mobile phone, so by the time I pick it up and spot today's 7 messages from mum, she is fast asleep in bed. For a long time, I would think, oh, I don't want to wake her, I'd better wait until tomorrow. But of course, by tomorrow, I would forget about the texts. Then I discovered that I can schedule text messages in advance. I can type out my message at 10 p.m. and set my phone to send it early in the morning. Through the magic of technology, I can communicate to my mum when I'm still asleep and she is bright and chipper. So, that got me thinking, what other things could I schedule in advance? I have been using the Gmail app Boomerang for over a year now to schedule emails. Boomerang has some really awesome, obvious features, but I've really been enjoying some of the less obvious benefits of scheduling emails in advance. Firstly, I can secretly write emails outside of office hours, see above in regards to being a night owl, but schedule them to be sent to clients within office hours. That makes me look more professional and helps to establish the expectation that I'm not available 100% of the time. Secondly, I tend to get sucked into real-time email conversations with some of my friends, which isn't great for productivity. If I notice that they are online and want to reply to an ongoing email thread, I can schedule my reply to send in an hour's time when I won't have my inbox open anymore. Temptation thwarted. Thirdly, if I know someone's daily rhythm and want a fairly speedy response, I can schedule an email to get sent to them right when I know they will have their inbox open. I've got a pretty good idea of all my people's email schedules. One of my people doesn't check her emails between 3 and 7, but is back online by 8 p.m. Another one only checks her emails before 9 a.m. Right when they are just opening their inbox to see what's new, bam, there's my email at the top of their inbox. And here's a hot tip. If you're not exactly sure when someone is online but want to make sure your message is noticed, the best time of day to send an email is just before 9 a.m. At that time, most people are either wrapping up their morning email check or just about to start. Scheduling emails or text messages is also a great way to be a better friend by saying the right things at the right time. Confession: I am terrible at sending messages throughout the day, because I have a tendency to get really sucked into whatever work I'm doing and forget that the rest of the world exists. So I schedule those things in advance. I'll check my calendar on Tuesday, notice that it's a friend's birthday on Thursday, and schedule a happy birthday email GIF in advance. Or I'll be chatting to one of my brothers and hear that he has a job interview on Monday, and we'll schedule a, hey, how did the job interview go? Text for Monday evening. So there you have it. Scheduling texts and emails is awesome. It can help you be more professional, more in touch with your loved ones, and a better friend. What's not to love about that?